The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. Here we are with the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the second hour, and we hope for more callers this hour to enter the muzzleloader contest. And I understand with the deer rut that's going on right now and the good weather, guys are out there. I'm sorry, what? Oh, okay. All right, good. So anyway, with the rut going on, I understand why people want to spend a lot of time in the woods, and it makes sense to me. But you know, you can also win a muzzleloader. So give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Please leave your name, your first and last name, spelled accurately, and your accurate phone number so that we can contact you should you win. And that's always the rules. And then the other part of the rule is you've got to go on the air with me. I mean, you just can say, hey, I just want to get in your contest or, you know, great show, fantastic show. I mean, most awesomest radio show in history. You know, just that kind of stuff. Or just, you know, ask a question, make a comment, and we'll put you right in the contest. So before we go to Jerry, though, I just want to preface that by saying if you're just joining us, Jerry called in the last hour. Jerry's the guy that gives us the groupie report each week. And Jerry failed this week to do that. He just decided it was a week to tell jokes. So we invited Jerry to come back and give us the updated groupie report, but first a little of this.
How your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile, but every once in a while I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
All right, that's where we are with Jerry right now. So, Jerry, the floor is all yours.
Alan, I hope you're sitting down and holding on to your hat.
Oh, this sounds great.
Alan, I told you I live in a senior unassisted living building.
Yes, you did.
I'm 29. Some of the ladies in here are 10 years older than me and then some. And some are 4 or 5 years younger.
Okay.
I was walking past, like, the community room, and it was little old ladies were having their sewing circle, and they were raving about you.
Uh-huh.
One of them they've given you nicknames. One of them calls you Young Buck. Another
ooh,
one.
Ooh, Young Buck. All right.
You hear
what was the other one?
And
no.
Young
what was
Stud.
Uh-huh.
So I know it's not nice. I was eavesdropping. So I revealed myself to them. And I'm saying, what's going on, ladies? You're cougars. Alan is a young man. And you know, you're too old for him. And there's no shame in the game. And I said, well, what does Alan have that I don't have? And where can I go to get some? And they said to me, either you got it or you ain't. Alan, you got it.
Jerry, what I I told you, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
And you can tell, and you may tell your ladies this. I have Kavorka. I have Kavorka.
Oh, that's right. You did. Explain it again. One more time, please.
Kavorka, the lure of the animal.
Does that have anything to do with pheromones? I think with them.
Oh, I'm full of pheromones. I'm full of pheromones. Yeah, no question.
It's your voice that it does something to them. So let me say this, and I know it's a family show. People say, I used to ride a motorcycle when I was a teenager. This is like 62, right?
Right.
I got a motorcycle, and then you could get a motorcycle license. It wasn't a motorcycle. Like you get a drive or operator.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Motorcycle back in the day.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm riding up a city street, and a guy pulls up to me in a brand-new Cadillac, which I don't think he could afford, but he did. And he said, man, once you get yourself a car, he said, you can't get any ladies with that. It was like a Honda one-cylinder, right? And I said to him, I said, sir, I might only be able to get one lady on this motorcycle. It's more like a scooter than a cycle. On this motorcycle, but I bet you I get more females with this motorcycle than you'll ever get with that Cadillac. Because in the summertime, I could hardly ride through any block in the evening without some pretty young lady saying, and they weren't asking for rides in his Cadillac.
So, no.
Seriously, that's a true story. But
I believe you.
That's what I wanted to say. I almost forgot my point. I think part of it is the vibration of the bike. And young ladies,
they
grab you around your waist and hold.
Oh, Jerry, too much information, please. Too much information. This is a family show, buddy.
In closing, I know it's a family show. In closing, the groupies, they're at it. They're after you, Alan. It's your voice. It's something about the resonance of your voice.
The resonance.
Makes them feel
I see.
Like they're 21 again.
Well, that's great. I want to make them feel as young as they can feel. No, it's fine. No, I know how to do. I know how to do that. It's been illustrated here recently. I'm not going. You bring up another topic for another time. But anyway, Jerry, I appreciate the report, buddy. I really do. Thank you.
I really love you.
All right. Talk to you later. See ya. The groupie report. Oh, man. Well, we did offer, you know, to have a training class to avoid the deer during the rut at Jerry's facility there. So we'll see if he follows up on that and makes that arrangement for a fee, of course, for a fee. You know, there is a stipend attached to that. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hard to move on from Jerry, that's for sure. Don in Middle River. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's hard to follow up with that.
Man, you're not kidding.
So I called this morning. I'm on my way to my deer stand. I wanted to get in the muzzleloader contest. I'm a little late this morning. It's hard to get up this morning.
Yeah, it's one of those mornings, I can tell you.
But while I got your ear, I got a couple questions, if I
sure.
Say, fishing related.
Okay.
Your professional opinion, there's a couple discussions going around about the decline of white perch out there in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're talking about cutting back on the yellow perch creel this year.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion of the white perch? Why they were really, really so abundant, and now they've died? Do you think that is blue cat related?
I think that has a lot to do with it, but you know, in my personal opinion, all fish are cyclical. All fish populations are cyclical, however you want to say it. How often do the bluefish show up in the bay? How often do the big
bluefish up?
Go ahead.
We had some as high as Middle River this morning. I mean, this year.
Okay. All right. But how often have you seen those bluefish in the last 20 years?
Not much.
Right. And now they're coming back.
Yes.
How about croaker?
Oh, God, I couldn't.
Where are they?
I caught a really decent-sized croaker.
Correct. There are other species that will fill the void. An abundance right now of red drum, speckled trout. We never used to have that kind of stuff. I mean, we did back in the day, and we used to have a lot of big bluefish coming up in this bay. And I think it's the cyclical nature of God's nature that's part of this. You know, bluefish swim here off the coast of Africa. That's how they get here. That's where they originate. Okay, and we used to have herring, not herring, mackerel. If you remember the great mackerel fishery, you know, people would die to go catch those mackerel in March, April, and then they were followed by the bluefish. So, what has changed? Has there been an environmental change? To some degree, there has. There's more invasive species. There's more. Commercial fishing on the one main food source, the menhaden. You tell me. I'm not a climate change denier per se. I also think that climate is cyclical. You know, Ice age followed by a period of warming, and it's not something that, you know, is man-made, in my opinion. Man didn't make the ice age. Man didn't make the thawing, the global warming that killed the ice age. Okay, you know, there weren't more people, breathing and exhaling carbon dioxide than on the face of the earth. That caused all that. There weren't cattle out in the fields farting and causing, you know, carbon dioxide to, you know, knock a hole in the ozone layer. No, this is all crap science from, you know, the late 20th century. So, I just believe that there are things that come and go. And this year it's white perch. Next year the yellow perch had disappeared for a long time, and then they came back. And, you know, man makes his efforts with the stocking programs and the hatchery programs and things like that. But we're never going to have a run of, you know, brook trout up the gunpowder. Just not going to happen. Okay? There might be some brook trout in there. There might be some brown trout. There might be some rainbow trout that are left over from the stocking programs. But, you know, the brown trout itself is a non-native species. I don't know if you knew that or not. So
that's
where we are. You know, we've introduced all these things, the European or German carp, the brown trout. There's just so many things, and they establish themselves and change the ecosystem, and I just think it's, a lot of it is cyclical, or however you say that word. I'm having trouble with crepuscular, so.
Trouble with grammar this morning.
Yeah, now grandma ain't no trouble. She's dead.
So the yellow perch, last year it seemed like it was maybe a little bit better, and some of us were talking about thinking that the commercial guys that normally net for them, there's been a decline on that because they were going after the blue cats because they actually pay more at market.
Possible. Very possible. I mean, you got the longliners up there in the Susquehanna Flats. There's probably 100 lines in the Susquehanna at any time during the yellow perch run. You know, 100 long.
Yeah.
Trot lines with baited hooks on them, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of keep us busy for the winter for fishing and the yellow perch.
Yeah. Yep. So, but the I don't know about the commercial yellow perch market anymore. I really don't. I know that it was a big New York market, and the guys that fish for them just haven't the last few years. So I can't tell you much about that history.
I think they're getting more per pound for blue cats than they are for the yellow perch. And it's basically unlimited.
They've been, yeah, exactly. The blue cats, from what I've heard, were paying $1.50, which is great. So,
yeah.
Yep. I wish I could explain it better, my friend. I'm not a biologist. I just play one on the radio.
I respect your opinion. I just wanted to hear about it and everything.
Got it.
I think blue cats sometimes do get the blame for everything, but I don't know if it's true in this case. You know,
they're definitely eating machines. There's no question that they're eating machines. And there's a billion pounds of them out there in the bay. Seriously, a billion pounds biomass of blue catfish in the bay from the top to the bottom. And they eat everything that's available. They're non-discriminatory. They don't go, I think I'll have some menhaden today. No, they'll eat menhaden, herring, white perch, yellow perch, blue crabs, baby striped bass. They'll eat anything. So, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, so there's a fireplace in your house, and you don't use it. And why? Well, you don't want the work. You don't want the trouble. You don't want the pain. How about just turning that into a beautiful firebox with a gas or wood or pellet or electric insert, and you sit here at your easy chair like I'm doing right now, and you turn the heat up, and there it is. It just pops up. All of a sudden, there's a full flame in your house, and it's inside this beautiful insert. It's gorgeous. And the fan comes on, and it heats the room. And in a few minutes, you're very comfortable, whereas a few minutes ago, you were a little chilly. Well, that's what I'm talking about, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They have the full complement of that stuff. They're the leading fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, right here in Queen Anne's County. They like to say they're on Kent Island. They're actually in Graysonville, Drummer Drive, right off the Beltway exit 44B, which is Evans Avenue. You get off on that coming eastbound, and then you just swing around to the right, and you turn, make that first right turn, and you'll go actually past Backyard Billy's backyard, and you can see all the stuff in their backyard, the sheds and the greenhouses and the gazebos and the gym sets for the kids and the dog kennels and chicken coops and all that stuff in the backyard. But you get around to the other side, you get around to the front, you walk in, go to the left, and there's a giant display of fireplace stuff. All the gas and electric and fireplace inserts, the freestanding wooden pellet stoves in every different configuration, from the old-timey, you know, hardware store wood stove looking thing to the modern, you know, cube thing. It's I'm sorry I'm not being more specific in naming brands and all that stuff, but you get the idea. From soup to nuts, they have it when it comes to heat. So why not stop by? Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Hit the Facebook page for Hearth America. Visit backyardbillies.com. That phone number is 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. You can believe the very qualified staff, very knowledgeable, very friendly, and the prices are good. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B Evans Avenue. Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sick of deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Okay, so here's a little wildlife-related song. See if you can figure out the wildlife part. And it's done by Shirley Ellis, no relation.
Three, six, nine, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed it back on the streetcar line, the line broke
We're not going to clap. We're not going to clap our legs and clap our hands. But I ran across that the other day. I thought, well, that'll fit. You know, a goose. There's a goose that drank wine, and a monkey that chewed tobacco. Apparently, these poor wild animals were habituated. You know, fit right into the narrative of the animal rights activists that, you know, animals have rights, but they also have bad habits. So there we are. We got Joe on the line. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Listen, you've got a problem, but one of the problems I think I can help you solve.
All right, go ahead.
You just be really careful when you sit down, okay? And make sure that you don't sit on that ferret, then you won't have ferret moans.
Oh.
Ferret.
I got it.
Listen,
you know, I have them, but I never heard one.
There you go. The other thing is that
I've never heard a pheromone. Anyway, go ahead.
My brother and I were kind of competitive, but he was trying. My mother told him that he had to give me his comic books after he was finished with them. That
okay.
Son of a gun would tear out the last couple of pages.
Oh man, how nice!
That way, I had to draw my own conclusions. Draw my
own. You don't have to explain it, Joe. I get it.
Okay,
very good.
It's not been the best morning. What can I tell you? But it's another wonderful day to be on the right side of the dirt.
Yep, looking down at the grass. Standing up, looking down at the grass, as our buddy Glenn says.
Better than looking up at the roots, yep.
Exactly. All right, well, Joe, you try to have a better day. Have a great weekend. I appreciate the funnies.
I think you should have a wonderful rest of the month.
Well, I hope so. Deer season's coming. I hope to have a wonderful rest of the month and put some meat in the freezer. Need it. I got one pack of Sick of Deer burger left and one pack of Sick of Deer tenderloins, which I've been savoring. So we'll eat those eventually, but I need to get another deer in the freezer for sure. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. That song you were singing about the monkey chewed tobacco on a streetcar line, I remember singing that when I was a little boy.
Did you do the clapping part?
I don't remember the clapping part.
I don't either. I used to sing it too.
That was that part of it. But the other thing was you're talking about the appreciation dinner you had earlier in the
yeah.
with everyone. You know, what was Mr. Casey? Because he was always
Sean Casey. Yeah, Sean was there.
It was Sean and Kate. Sean Casey, and there was Elliot too. They were partners, and they were on for years and years, and now he's not on anymore. A couple weeks ago, they changed the format, and I was wondering if he had retired.
That's what happens. They change the format from time to time. People move on.
Oh, I realize that, but I just thought, well, maybe he may have retired. But they never did say. So
I don't know. I don't get into that part of it. I do my show. I do my station. My thing here. I interact with people in the station I need to interact with, like Steve Drepper, the producer, and Noah Dankner, and another producer, and you know I know all those guys, and Mike in the business office, and Penny in traffic, and Sean I see occasionally. Eric, I call him out of bed, and you know when we have trouble with the machine here, and he mentions that frequently. That I call him out of bed, and so he had a couple comments about that the other day. But that's all right, you know. So I don't know about the inner workings or the decisions that are made at the station. That's not my end of the piano.
I understand. Okay.
Well, I appreciate the call, though.
Yeah. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Is there anybody else on the line there, Mr. Aaron? Oh, I see. Don in Delaware. Good morning, Don. How are you? How are things in Delaware?
Okay. I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Good.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to get into the muzzleloader contest and all that, and then I was curious. I was interesting about the different twilights and all that, and it coming up at certain times and all. I guess that would be considered the twilight zone.
It would be the twilight zone. That's correct. And that's where the deer show up most of the time for me, in the twilight zone.
That's it. Yeah, that's one thing. If you're ever in the woods and you see somebody behind the woods taking a crap, what do you see?
Oh, man.
You see a deer face and a bear butt.
Okay, a deer face and a bear butt. Gotcha. All right, appreciate that.
Okay, Kathy. I had to get my corny jokes in. I can't.
Man, yeah, that one was smelly. So I appreciate your comment.
Okay.
You're in the contest.
Okay, all right. You have a good day then.
All right, buddy, you too. See ya. Oh my goodness. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's the number to call if you'd like to enter the muzzleloader contest. You call in, you leave your first and last name accurately. You leave your accurately relayed phone number in case you win so we can contact you. And every name corresponds to a number at the end of the period, which will be the first Saturday in December, this next drawing, for the muzzleloader. We will, you know, go to the random number generator, generate a number, and whoever's number corresponds to the, or name corresponds to the number, wins the muzzleloader, CVA muzzleloader. Thank you, CVA, for your help. And Hawk Optics, thank you especially to Hawk Optics for supplying a rifle scope, a 3-9x40, variable rifle scope with great reticle. And that's the slug gun muzzleloader version supplied by Hawk for every muzzleloader that we gave away, which was three of them. So two out of the three have been delivered. Hopefully folks are going to enjoy them during the muzzleloader season, late muzzleloader season, and we'll have more to say on that later. But that's how you get in the contest. So 410-922-6680. Let's see. No callers on the line. Well, that's okay. Why don't we take our second break right now? Aaron, are you good with the second break? Go for it.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn,
Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
There you go. All right, my baby looks good in camouflage. All right, who's on the line there, Mr. Aaron? Give us the first couple callers. Donna in Harford County. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Cody in Harford County first. He called in first. Good morning, Cody. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on? How come you're not out in the woods?
Oh, man, I didn't go out today. Wife's giving me a hard time. I'm going to hit it hard Monday. I'm off work, working 3 to 11, so I'm going to go early in the morning on Monday.
There you go. It's happening.
Yeah, got to take the kids out. Christmas bazaar.
I got it. So what's up?
Nothing much, man. Calling in to get into that raffle you got going on.
Well, it's not a raffle. You don't have to buy anything. It's a free contest. All you got to do is call in, go on the air with me, leave your name and number, and everybody's happy. So good luck to you.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure. We've been doing it for almost 20 years.
Holy cow, I didn't know that. My father-in-law he gave me the word on it, and I had to call in and see if I could maybe win it.
Well, gotcha. Well, we're the only outdoor show in Maryland, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We've been doing it 37 years, 2 hours of live talk radio every Saturday, 5 to 7 on WCBM. So join us anytime.
Yes, sir. I'll be tuning in.
You can do it on your phone, you can do it on your radio, you can do it on the internet, you can do it on your PC. It's all good. Thanks, Cody.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good one.
There he goes. You too. Joe in Graysonville. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but I'm disgusted. Thursday, I was out hunting. I have a big 10-pointer come in front of me. He's underneath the pine tree. And,
right.
Come out broadside. I shoot. He took off running. I waited a while to get in. There's my arrow broke off. Sticking in a branch about the size of my finger.
So you hit the branch instead of the deer?
I hit the branch instead of the deer. Oh, he was a
and it was 10-point.
Yeah, big 10-point. He probably had a 23, 24-inch spread on him.
Ooh!
Ooh! He probably went about 200 pounds. He was a big deer.
Okay, good. Let me ask you a question. Is he still there?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I'm here.
What are you doing sitting in here talking on? What are you doing sitting here talking on the radio then?
Well, I mean, I hunt in the evening. I don't like hunting at night. Opening day of deer season, I'll hunt in the morning. But besides that, I'm an evening hunter.
I got it. You like that last hour, that last half hour. That's when they're all moving around, right?
Yeah, I go out around 1 o'clock and still dark.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sounds good. All right. Well, look, when you get them, I want you to call in, let me know, and then we'll need a picture. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You have a good day. Yep. You have a great day. Yep. All right. How about that? Donna. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are things in your neck of the woods?
I'll tell you that the deer are running. Next to me, I used to have no houses, all corn. And 2 years
right.
ago, I guess it was, they built 22 homes, and the deer are still plentiful. They just run through their yards like you wouldn't believe. Like last night, I pulled
sure.
in the driveway, and I was running right beside one. But he had a nice rack on him, too. Yeah, I'll tell you, they're
moving.
Yes, we are.
They are moving, no question. Yep.
Yeah, I want to tell you, I really enjoy this review show. I don't get out there and hunt like all the hunters, but I do enjoy this review. But you're fishing and hunting.
Well,
and all
we try to make it fun.
Every Saturday. You entertain me every Saturday,
yep.
And I try to do it for years. So
I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. All right, Donna. Thank you very much. You have a good weekend. Have a good Veterans Day. All right. Thank you. There she goes. It is Veterans Day next week, you know, on the 11th. Grandson, the reason I keep that in mind all the time is my grandson's birthday is the 10th, so got to wish him a happy birthday. You know, you've heard me talk about Jacob before many times, you know. Been with him in the deer stand and was there when he shot his first buck, his second buck, his third buck, his fourth buck, his fifth buck. And, you know, all of them under the age of 16 and or 16 and under, let's put it that way. Jacob has moved to North Carolina, graduated from college, moved to North Carolina. He's serving as kind of a business manager of his father's sister, his aunt's home building business in Asheville. And they're very successful folks, and I'm sure Jacob is doing very well, so I'll get in touch with him on Monday. He does want to hunt when he comes back, so, you know, we'll see if we can make that happen for him, that's for sure. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's has, you know, I talked to my buddy Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club, yesterday. And Tom was saying, not many ducks in yet, plenty of geese. And I thought, well, you know, goose season comes in December. It gets later and later and shorter and reduced limit, it seems, every year. But there's a couple of firearms that are just great, and Browning makes them. The A5, Wicked Wing Vintage Camo. If you want to step back in time with one of these vintage camo firearms, this is the one. Super reliable auto-loader duck hunting shotgun featuring a kinematic drive recoil operation, a composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and the barrel, an oversized bolt release, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. It includes an ABS case with that. It's the whole package. Vintage camo, recoil-operated system, and totally camoed with the bronze receiver, the bronze barrel, and that vintage camo stock. That's really cool. Now, there's an A5 Hunter now in 20-gauge. Listen to this. This gun is black anodized receiver finish, a glossed finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip, 18 lines prince checkering, 3 choke tubes, fiber optic front sight, and ivory mid bead, perfect for hunting and sporting clays. This make a good upland gun. This would make a really good upland gun. Make a good waterfowl gun with the right ammo. You know, maybe some Black Cloud or Heavy Shot or something like that. I've taken a few ducks and a few geese with 20-gauge, not a problem at all. But there you are. Then there's the Satori, the Over and Under. Many different models for sporting clays, trap, skeet, and upland shooting. The CXT, the White Lightning, all of those fine Browning firearms are available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227. That's Hale Thorpe Lansdowne. Been around since just off Beltway exit number 9. Been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSportsShop.com. is the website, open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You will be very glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All righty, how about that? 656. We have Leslie in Ellicott City. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Alan. Good show.
Thank you.
I don't listen very often, but every now and then when I'm up early, my husband was an outdoorsman. But my question is, I've been seeing a lot of deer in Howard County, near misses, a nice 4-point, and it looked like about an 8-point right on Frederick Road. I don't want to hit one, and I'm just seeing so many. I was wondering about those deer whistlers. Do they work? What's your take on those?
They do not work.
Okay, save my money. Okay.
Save your money. Yeah, they don't work. I just was reading something from another state about, I think it was Indiana, about avoiding deer. And they made a specific mention that the deer, forget the whistles, the deer whistles don't work. The only thing you can do is be alert and aware of your surroundings, okay?
Yeah.
You got to watch. I almost hit one the other night. It was in the oncoming lane, and I just right past it, but it was within, 5-6 feet. But this time of year especially, the best thing I can tell you is to look far ahead and keep your eyes moving back and forth on the sides of the road. If you see a deer coming, if possible, brake. If the crash is unavoidable, do not brake. Maintain your grip on the steering wheel, let off the gas pedal, and drive through the deer. I'm sorry, that's the best way to do it, because if you swerve, if you try to get out of the way, that's bad. Number one, you can hit the guardrails, you can run off the road, you can flip your car. Or if you brake hard and the front end of your car goes down, forward motion, that deer can come up over your hood and through your windshield.
Yeah. We had an incident here. The deer went in the car with a small compact. This was about 12, 15 years ago. And it literally, to trying to get out, killed the woman. It just hurt her to death. Yeah, they're
yes,
scary.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not.
Or do you remember that situation?
Well, yes.
All righty, thank you.
Enjoy your show. And you do have a sexy voice. I have to let you know that.
I have Kevorka.
I understand. Okay. Take care.
Goodbye. Way to end the show. Thank you so much, everybody. Listen, support our sponsors. You hear all about them. They need to hear from you when you're, calling or stopping in from the radio show. Just let them know you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Now get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord. We'll see you next week.